Jacket News. Trending now. Trending now.
In the traffic, queuing into the R80 Mabopane Highway, hairpin bend coming from town and north of that Pretoria North area, the very top of the M1 at the T-junction with the Roslyn Road, the R566, there's been a crash there.
Parents at the Alex High School in Alexandra have called on authorities to ensure school safety for their children. This follows a stabbing incident that left three pupils wounded. The incident is believed to be gang-related and classes were suspended this morning. Moving abroad, European authorities says they've seized more than 6 million euros in cash and arrested 25 suspects in Spain. This after dismantling a Barcelona-based international cocaine smuggling network. The investigation started back in 2022. And news from the continent, the UK, US and France have urged their citizens to leave Goma, the main city in the volatile eastern parts of the Democratic Republic of Congo. The city is encircled by fierce fighting between the Congolese army and the M23 group, and they ask nationals to depart to a safer location while airports and borders are still open. You'll find more on these stories on jackrandfm.com. Click on news. Asian markets closed stronger today. The Hang Seng is 1.6% higher. The opposite is true in Europe, though. The German DAX down with 0.1% and the FTSE 100 fell with 0.6%. Here's Franz Genetler from PSG Wealth with more.
Shares of Novo Nordisk are up around 6% in Denmark after the pharmaceutical company received promising results for their GLP-1 weight loss drug, amycretin.
And shares of the luxury goods sector did well today. This after Burberry shares shot up with 9%.
In the US, the S&P 500 is trading lower by around 0.04% after the market closed at a new all-time high yesterday.
A dollar at this stage trading around 18 Rand 36, a euro 19 Rand 30, and a pound 22 Rand 92. Gold trading at $2,774.71 per fine ounce, and Brent crude oil sitting at $78.41 per barrel. I'm Marlene Fischer, more news at 7.
Tijd voor die sport en dit word geborg deur Superbet. Wen is nie net iets wat jou span kan doen nie, wen vir jouself by superbets.co.za. Superbets, die plek om te wed, spin, speel en wen.
We start off with some cricket news. It is the 19th match of the Betway SA20, this one happening in Gqeberha in the Eastern Cape, where the Sunrisers Eastern Cape won the toss and chose to bat first. Not bad going for the home side, 97 for 2 after 12.4 overs. Opener David Biddingham still there at the crease, along with captain Aidan Markram on 34 and 27 runs respectively. The men who managed to get the wickets for the Super Kings, Hardis Viljoen, haven't heard that name in a while, he got one wicket, and Evan Jones also grabbing a wicket as well. And World Player of the Year Peter Steptoe's recovery from a shoulder injury that ended his season in Japan will leave the flanker with a month to get ready for the test window. Steptoe's surgery on his injured shoulder, well, he had surgery on his injured shoulder while playing for the Toyota Verblitz, and this is under former All Black coach Steve Hansen. The Box take on Italy and Georgia in July, but match fitness and conditioning may factor into his readiness for international rugby. Two-time World Cup winner Erge Snyman, well, he is in the starting lineup for a Leinster side as they prepare to take on the Stormers in the URC at the Aviva Stadium. Both Snyman and Leinster are in ominous form, with the Lock scoring two tries last weekend as the Irish Giants kept their 100% record intact. And in football news, Spurs manager Ange Postecoglou is adamant that his side needs reinforcements if playing schedules continue to go this way for the North Londoners. Spurs are without 14 senior players, but they managed to scrape past Hoffenheim in the Europa League last night. They next face Leicester City on Sunday afternoon. Other matches happening tomorrow in the English Premiership, I see Liverpool taking on Ipswich at 5, Southampton taking on Newcastle, with Wolves facing Arsenal.